This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The September 11th Commission starts a new set of hearings in Washington today, and this time the FBI is in the hot seat. Current and former directors of the FBI are set to testify today, along with Attorney General John Ashcroft, his predecessor Janet Reno, and CIA Director George Tenet. One of the 9/11 commissioners, former Republican Senator Slay Gordon, said over the weekend, "It seems to me the FBI has more questions to answer than anyone we've had testify before us so far." NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why the focus on the FBI?
At this point, it's a case of all roads leading to the Bureau. We heard 3 weeks ago in his testimony, the former White House counterterrorist chief Richard Clark singling out the FBI for criticism. We heard Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, last week saying there was no silver bullet, but if anything might have stopped September 11th, it would have been better information about threats inside the U.S. She said the reason we didn't have that was that agencies such as the FBI and CIA had been prevented from sharing information. And then over the weekend, President Bush was asked whether he thought agencies such as the FBI were doing everything they should have been doing. He sort of dodged that question and said, well, I think the 9/11 Commission should look into that. So we're hearing everyone doing a little bit of finger-pointing, and at this point, it looks like there are many fingers pointing at the FBI.
Hasn't the Commission already shed some light on what the FBI was doing in the months just before September 11th?
It has. It was largely pressure from the commissioners that led to the declassification of this now famous President's Daily Brief from August 6th of 2001. And that memo had some interesting details in it, among them that the FBI had 70 field investigations related to bin Laden underway. They also revealed this anonymous phone call to the U.S. Embassy in the United Arab Emirates in May of 2001, in which the caller said a group of bin Laden supporters are in the U.S. and they're planning attacks. And then we already knew some damning information. There was, of course, the FBI agent in Minneapolis tracking down Zacharias Moussaoui. There was the Phoenix memo, which was another FBI agent warning again about suspicious behavior at U.S. flight schools. So looked at in hindsight, the FBI record from the summer of 2001 is a fairly damning record.
Well, how's the FBI going to respond to all this?
Well, I'm not sure how open they'll be in saying this, but I think there will likely be some passing of the buck. There were three different people leading the FBI in the critical months before 9/11. You had the longtime director, Louis Free, who stepped aside in June 2001. There was then an acting director who was in place from June until September, and then the current director, Robert Mueller, did not take over until September 4th, 1 week before the attack. So you have that. There's also this factor that I think will come out, which is the FBI has a historic tension over what it's supposed to be doing. Is it a law enforcement agency, or is it supposed to be out catching terrorists? And I think the FBI, we may hear them arguing that it didn't have clear authority to do what everyone now says it should have been doing in the summer before 9/11.
And the CIA director, is he going to get grilled?
He already has been grilled by this commission. George Tenet has already offered public testimony a few weeks ago. He'll be back for more this week. We have heard a lot about the CIA and the FBI and reforms they have already made after September 11th. They have more staff, more linguists, and critical languages like Arabic. I think the commission is going to be looking to see if these reforms have gone far enough.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.